Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, this is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with
Tristan Walter,
who's very confused about that choice of music tonight, aren't you?
Well, now that you pointed it out to everyone, yes, I was.
Well, I thought about it, and I thought, what was the most bro-y song I could come up with? And I thought about How Do He's opening theme from The Melancholy of How He's Susan Mia, obviously, right? I mean, that's just pretty damn obvious, I would imagine.
Yeah, totally. Guys,
I hired you.
What are you talking about?
I can fire you just as easily. I'm giving him $0. I can give him less. Everyone. But anyway,
you could give me respect.
I do? I mean, that's nice to know.
Never mind.
I love you. So anyway, hello everyone. Today we're doing Broly, the legendary super duper duper Saiyan. Or in Japan as it's known as, Dragon Ball Z, Burn Up, A Close Fight, A Violent Fight, A Super Fierce Fight. That's actually the name of it.
Or the English title, Dragon Ball Z, All Aboard the Rape Train.
Basically, it's like... Rape is not a joke, but Broly would find it funny. That sick fuck.
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, dear God, that guy is just... I mean, we'll talk about it as we go through, you know, tonight, but dear God, that man. It's just, and it sucks too, because, you want to say he's truly evil. But then, just like many Naruto villains, he has such a tragic backstory that you're like, damn it.
What do you expect from a true freak, Matt?
Actually, I'm so happy you brought that up. That's not the original line, and it's kind of funny how the line is the exact opposite. Did you know that?
I believe so, yes. I know I've watched it in Japanese.
Yeah, usually I don't complain. It was just very interesting because I thought, oh, hey, I don't remember that line being that way, right? And I check it out. And it's just like, you know, in the English version, it's like, you know, what do you expect from a true freak? But when you actually switch the dialogue over, Piccolo calls him a freak. And Broly, which is really cool, because it's like Broly's just like, I am a freak? Not so. I am a devil. And you sit there, and you're like, dude?
Yeah.
Like, all right. I'll believe you, Broly. And what's funny is that... I forgot which game specifically, but I'm going to say Budokai Tenkaichi, just because I'm pointing at, you know, at things. In the games, they actually have him say he's a devil. It's just very interesting.
Yes. I believe
it's
he does.
It's very interesting because they have the opportunity to do things like that in the game, but in the show or in the original dubs of, like, movies and things like that, they kind of try to shy away from it. It's just very interesting, where it's just, you know, when they get a little bit more leeway, they'll actually have it done. But at first, it's like, how about let's do this, okay? You know,
yeah.
Thinking
like
well,
I can vaporize people and planets, but I can't call myself a devil. That's a no-no.
Exactly, right? Like, just, you know, just killing, you know, the home planet to a bunch of people that are still actually alive. You know, that's fine, right?
That's
but the devil
fine.
thing is like,
yeah.
whoa, man, I don't know about
Whoa.
that, dude. Yeah. But
Oh.
speaking of devils, this movie will be dubbed over by 4Kids. Now, what if, right?
Oh,
just
dear God.
Slowly dubbed over by 4Kids. You know, just immediately just, I'm only fighting you because of this tournament that we're having that no one knows about because it's secret. Broly, we would never be enemies, of course. Every impact shot is whited out.
Yeah.
So
like,
anyway,
I just want to give you a hug, Kakarot.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he wasn't,
you know, crushing his spine.
Exactly, pretty much. It was just like he was really upset because, like, Goku kept on, like, getting out of the way. He was trying to play, like, horsey, which is piggyback, right? That's all it was. But anyway, so this movie came out.
He was just giving his head a hug.
Trying to get back on somewhat of a track, not even somewhat of a track. This movie came out in 1993, right, which is kind of crazy because now we're getting into we talked about this these past few episodes. Now we're getting into the time span of, you know, us actually being born. Right? So we're not too young, but we're still really young. Where the movie came out, I was about a year old, you know?
Yep.
So it's crazy, where it's just, even if magically these movies were coming out relatively, you know, as close to their Japanese release points, didn't matter. You know, like, we were really, and then we got it in America in 2003.
Yep.
Which, again, it's like 10-year gap. Stop complaining, children. You know, like I'm sure we've said this before, but I really want to harp on it, because I always do. People are trying to say, damn, I can't believe, you know, the newest DBZ movie came out last year. Funimation is so late. Just want to slap them in the face.
Yeah.
It took 10 years at one point, guys. We're doing pretty good right now.
We're doing pretty good.
But,
I was excited to hear it came out, you know, so quickly. I'm like, holy crap, it's already here?
Exactly. Like, honestly, I don't want to say I wasn't expecting the new one, but I wasn't expecting the new one. You know, because I didn't know who they were. I mean, I knew it was going to come out eventually, but the fact that it's been only, like, you know, a year-ish is really good. But anyway, jumping to voice actors, because, you know, we brought up the dub and things like that. I want to mention that Broly, if you don't know, was actually dubbed over by Vic Mignogna. And Vic Mignogna, if you don't know, right, because, maybe people don't know, that Edward guy from Fullmetal Alchemist and that redheaded Maka's dad fellow, I don't watch Soul Eater, but from Soul Eater, and many others. If you've played a video game recently, Vic Mignogna's probably in it.
Probably,
so,
yeah.
Were you not aware that Vic Mignogna did Broly?
No, I definitely knew that.
Oh, okay.
I was
going to
even
say
that he might have even given Sean Chamel a run for, you know, damaged vocal cord until, you know.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, what's funny is, if some people don't know, the damaged vocal cord thing, you're referring to the Super Saiyan 3 thing in the booth, right? Because I remember there was a scene that I think Sean Schimmel did when he first turned Super Saiyan 3.
Yeah.
And what's great about it was when he first turned Super Saiyan 3, he didn't do something right with his vocal cords. I think he like let out too much air and didn't let too much in, and because of it, he actually passed out in the booth.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just damn, like, DBZ, it could kill you. You don't even have to be involved in the world. If you're a voice actor, it could kill you.
It's like, he's halfway through the scream already, and it's just like, no, I can't do this in another take. I just have to go through the pain.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did that. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, three screams are just like, one scream is like three screams cut up. Would not be surprised.
Yeah.
Also, something interesting, something you may not have known. Paragus was actually done by, the voice actor was Damian Clark. And what's major about that is, first off, he left for Hollywood, and it worked. You know, he's actually done a lot of cool things. You may have seen him in some actual, like, you know, live-action TV roles. But before that, you know, he was important because he was Cell, Tambourine, he was Future Gohan, And, of course, you know, jumping back to Paragus. In Fullmetal Alchemist, he, in the original one, he was Scar. And then in Yu Yu Hakusho, he was younger Toguro.
Right,
so very
right.
Interesting. Yes. And it's funny because I knew that, you know, Cell was Scar and younger Toguro. But for some reason, I did not know. First off, I didn't know about future Gohan, you know.
Yeah,
and
that,
I also didn't realize
that.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that it tied into Paragus for some reason, because he's such a good actor. And for the actual, you know, for TV shows, he's been Alan Tanner on 24. He's been, you know, Scott Don on Castle. He's been on all the CSIs.
Wow.
CSI Criminal Scene Investigation, CSI Miami, CSI New York. He just, NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles. God, Prison Break, just everything.
CIS, Planet
Vegeta. Yeah, exactly. It's just, he's really good, damn it. And, of course, he's in a lot of video games. So, yeah, point being, he's good at his job, you know. I wish he would have stayed with Dragon Ball, you know, with Funimation and Dragon Ball Z and Fullmetal Alchemist and stuff. But, I mean, hey, even in Japan, they'll replace voice actors every once in a while.
Yeah.
It just sucks because in Japan, it usually, like, usually, a voice actor will stay with the role until death. So that's kind of what's upsetting, which is it sucks that, you know, in America they get really, it kind of just feels like people move on to, you know, better things, where in Japan it's just, you're stuck there, and you're happy, you know, that's your character.
Right.
Yeah, like we've seen some changes in Japan, but I'm fairly certain that, like we look at Hercule's voice being changed in the Japanese version of Kai, and that's because, sadly, his voice actor, the same person who was the voice actor for Heihachi, actually, in the Tekken series, passed away. You know? So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what it has to take for people to think, yeah, he's not doing that anymore, is he? You know? But anyway, by the way, if you want to call in and talk about this movie with us, please do. The number is 718-664-9468. Again, the number is 718-664-9468. But moving forward, first off, is this your favorite movie? Just wondering.
For me, no, this isn't my favorite. It's funny, it's kind of a toss-up. I guess if you want to go with specific movies, mine was definitely, you know, Cooler's Revenge.
Right. I wanted to know if it kind of went in the top five or something, because I feel like this may be my favorite movie.
Really?
Which is straight, yeah, because there's something about, and it's funny because it doesn't have my favorite soundtrack, although I will, for the English, you know, dub, but I will admit the English dub soundtrack does really grow on you. But for me now I love it, but as a kid I didn't so much. And it's funny, I saw the movie in Japanese first, because I think I've mentioned before how I ended up getting some, you know, fans of the VCDs when I was a bit younger. So I ended up acquiring those, seeing this movie before it came out in America, only maybe 2 years before, though, but before it came out in America. And, it was just very interesting, you know, and it was a good film. I liked it. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know, something about it, I think it's just the viciousness of Broly really got me interested as a kid, because, and then also the fact that he had such a terrible backstory, I think, because I want to say, like, let's look at some, like, you know, not to look at everyone, but for most of these villains in these movies, we don't really get a backstory, and when we do, they're just jerks, you know? Like, you look at Cooler, and you don't go, man, that poor guy. You think, this race sucks. You know? You know, Garlic Jr., you think, oh, this guy is pretty, like, Broly's evil, but in theory, you know, even though we don't know, but from looking at all the facts, there's a slight chance that if he wasn't assassinated or attempted to be, you know, assassinated at birth, he could have become something good.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because for some reason, I don't know why, when I was younger, I just thought, oh, he has mental problems. It's like, no. He could have been good. There's a slight chance that something good have come from that.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, King Vegeta just thought, no, he'll usurp my throne. Where it's just,
Okay, let's say, you know, King Vegeta didn't say, oh, he's going to be a threat, let's kill him now. You know, maybe, oh, okay, no, he'll be a great Saiyan warrior. Let's send him off to another planet. He'd still probably commit, you know, mass genocide, like every other Saiyan baby.
I know, like, it's just, I don't know, I feel as if, like, It's just the thing is, like, you know, you look at the way the Saiyans were at the time, and yeah, they were, you know, very violent and stuff, but I don't think he would have went, like, the way he was by the time the movie came around, you know, he was just completely fucked up. I mean, just, there was no way of redeeming him because, you know, I mean, he was ready to kill his dad at a moment's notice because of how he felt with, you know, with the Saiyans and everything. And then, finally, his dad started to try to control him, but even at a point, that didn't even work. You know, there was no saving this guy. I mean, he was going to go. So that's just, but again, like, I don't know, I feel as if there was, like, you know, you see how Goku kind of ended up going off planet. And yeah, he hit his head, but still, he went off planet. I feel as if Broly went off planet and then the planet was destroyed and it was him and his dad or something, or just him, there's always a chance. Like, and yeah, he might have been, like, a killer, but I mean, look, Vegeta was a killer. You know,
yeah,
he had the chance of being saved, you know, or at least somewhat changed-ish, you know, kind of.
I guess.
But,
well,
yeah.
I mean, I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like Broly was kind of, I don't know, I feel like he was just always kind of going to be like that once, you know, his full power came out. I felt like that was, you don't develop that, that was there. It just,
I mean, I don't know, I mean, hadn't
come out completely yet. I know what you mean, though. I do understand, I mean,
I agree. I mean, there's always a chance, but I feel like, you know, it's just something like this that's traumatic, you know. He never had that chance.
Yeah, no. Right. Yeah. He never had that chance. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But, hey, at least Goku's favorite hobbies are reading and sports.
Yeah, it's funny. I wanted to say this is probably the one time I would be on Chi-Chi's side.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like, you know, you had one job, Goku. You had one job.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
not like
yes, granted, he had to go save the universe, but still.
Yeah. No, yeah, he had a very important job, and he failed. Because, again, it's not like, all jokes aside, it's not like driving school. You know, Gohan needs to get into a good college or a good school. And all he had to do, and all he had to do was just say that and go, excuse me, I need to use the restroom. Nope, just in the middle of everything. Just making the people go, is your husband a magician?
Your husband is completely confused. I mean, he did apologize before he, you know, blinked out of existence, out of the room, but...
I just love how, you know what I think is really funny? How I have a strange feeling that with everything that was going on, like, Chi-Chi was trying to explain to him, like, okay, here's how you should speak, here's how you should act, but something in her head with, the, you know, with the whole common sense factor, something in her head made her think, should I tell, like, you know, like, I don't need to tell him not to do that. Like, she just, like, that's the thing, I assume that he didn't go against her wishes in the sense that he didn't think there was anything wrong with that.
No.
Like, he just sits there, he's like, yeah, I mean, you know, it's in transmission, what's weird about that? Chi-Chi's like, if you had told me before, I would have had an extremely long-winded answer. But sadly, no. I did not know you were going to do that, and here we are. And then you have Goku, you know, just my hom, you know, like, he's like, but I don't even own a book, which was great, by the way. As she's trying to be like, yeah, reading and sports are what you like. I don't even own books. What is a book? Do you eat books? Is that what an e-book is? Goku, shut up. Also, by the way, just, I mean, I know we haven't really, you know, now we're going back in kind of like an order for the movie, but I have to be honest with you, I have to say, Krillin is an amazing singer, and I would also like to add that auto-tune is a great thing.
I almost wish that Vegeta had killed him.
He looked like he was going to. Vegeta looked
like... I know,
like
I was... actually going to be okay with that.
Vegeta, the man who has seen, I mean, atrocities, who has committed atrocities, who has probably done, I mean, God, I can't even consider the amount of genocide he's committed, right? The amount of just places he's just destroyed. And Krillin singing made him cringe.
Yeah.
Let's all think about that, just for a second. Genocide versus Krillin singing. I'm glad that we've discussed that genocide is not as bad compared to his thing.
Well,
also, Goku. You know, Goku does a lot of things. Goku does a lot of things that I, you know, that aren't like, you know, like that are kind of cool, like, you know, the instant transmission thing and the flying thing. But I want to know how he took off clothes, his clothes so fast. Goku, I want to learn from you. How do you just jump out of clothes like that? Because Goku, I'm sorry to say this, that's a skill that I need.
I just feel like he put the suit on over his gi.
But even if he did, though, there's no way to take it off that quickly. You saw how the suit was on his gi.
Yeah,
that was extremely quick, I got to be honest with you. And again, Goku, teach me your technique. That's all I need to know. I need a gi with, like, you know, Goku's symbol on the back. And it's just like, what's that? And it's just like, I take off my clothes quickly. Goku, I was like, Pat, what are you doing? Goku taught me.
That's a very skill.
You know? I mean, that's how I feel about taking off my clothes. We should really get off this topic. Speaking of Paragus, did you know that Paragus comes from asparagus?
God damn it.
You didn't know?
Really? I don't.
Did you know that Broly
Broly? I hadn't heard anyone actually say it out loud.
Ah, Broly comes from broccoli.
Yeah.
And vegetable.
Radish comes from...
And then Vegeta.
Carrots.
You know, comes you know, from vegetable. No, it's funny how, like, all the Saiyans have, like, pretty much all the Saiyans have, like, something like that. And so, it's kind of funny how it's, like, you can, you know, obviously Toriyama didn't write this movie, but, like, little things here and there that they're trying to keep up with, you know, like Paragus
and
Asparagus
then just
and stuff.
Nappa.
I feel like Nappa has to do with something that we're not thinking of.
Yeah, probably.
But I can't, I can't think of it right now. No shit, Matt. You just said you can't think of it. But, something.
I mean,
I don't know what
it
exactly,
might very well be
to...
something in Japanese, too.
That, too, yeah. Where, like, Gohan is, like, either rice or lunch, or, like, that kind of mix.
Yes.
Gohan sounds better than rice or lunch.
Yeah.
So they just left it. Same thing with Kami, sounding better than God.
Yep.
Like, I still think back to that this day. Like, imagine if, like, on TV, someone's just surfing channels, just, we should talk to God. What? Like, imagine that show, just, we should talk to God.
Out of all the ones that they changed, I felt like that one was okay. Because technically they basically kept it the same anyway.
That one was just fine. Yeah. But, also...
It's like, that one would have caused
confusion. I have a question for you. How did you get to see this movie?
How did I get to see this movie? I believe
like the first time.
I saw it. Yeah, I think I saw it with a friend on DVD.
Okay, so like you didn't know anything going into it, right?
No, pretty much no. It was just the legendary Super Saiyan. Hey, there's an
All
evil
right,
Super Saiyan.
Here.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, pretty much. All right, same here. No, because like I'm wondering, like, you know, when you see things like trailers or whatever, I don't know, like it feels as if like. You kind of become, you know, spoiled for everything. So I felt like I didn't really have anything like, you know, nothing felt like I wasn't spoiled going into this. But it still felt weird because, like, I'm looking at Paragus, and it's very interesting how, like, the second he comes on the screen, you're like, that's the bad guy. You know?
Yeah.
Prince Vegeta, I'm making a new planet in your honor.
This is
the bad guy. The Scar. He's not good. Like, it's really funny how blatant it is regardless. Like, you really get spoiled. And even if you're not, just blatant, you know, just you know, it's like, and then I have a son. That's the guy on the cover. Like, that's the guy on the DVD cover. You know, it's like, no, like, this is just, you know, my son, Broly. You mean Broly the legendary Super Saiyan?
No,
that
I didn't say that. Who
it's right,
that?
Like, cover, man. Like, it's really funny how, like, the Japanese version, yeah, they have Broly's face on it, but if you notice the pictures that are going through the stream, it's like a side profile kind of, you know, the original DVD cover. It's a side profile, and even then, it's not called, you know, we said long, complicated name. In no way does it say that Broly is a legendary Super Saiyan, right? So it's just really funny how it's just like, you guys don't, what?
Yeah.
So, hey, but something else that might make your head hurt, what if hammers to the head actually cured hangovers? Would you try it?
Well, I've never been hungover personally, so.
Well, if you had to be hungover, and you've heard how being hungover is like, would you take a hammer to the
yeah.
head?
You would? Depending on the hammer, maybe, yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Also, so by the way, we're introduced to this in this movie. We're introduced to little tiny Namekian-looking creatures who are now slaves.
Yeah.
Right? And I want to put it out there that the second I saw Goku eating at the table, accepting Paragus's offer, I just sat there and winced. I squinted, and I was like, guys, are we cool with slavery now? Like, is that like, are we, because we kind of didn't like it when Metacooler did that.
Well, Gohan and Trunks and Krillin were trying to, you know, free them, basically.
It is true. No, that is true, but it just felt very interesting how, like, even after I saw him, you know, them, I was like, oh, good, they're talking to, like, the little things. It still felt very awkward with Goku just like, I mean, yeah, I'm freaking hungry. Goku, is there something you need to tell us?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I'm not cool with enslaving green people. Some of my best friends are Namekians. Like, Goku?
Yeah, just Piccolo just looks over at him like, I'm going to pretend you didn't
fight.
Let that one slip.
Yeah, like, just, dude, not really my fight. I mean, just, you know. No, it's really funny how it's just like, come on, I mean, we saved the entire planet of green people. Like, can I just get a pass?
Like, how many
Goku
more green
just,
people do I have to save?
What? Yeah, right? Like, they're not even the same types of green people. Goku's like, look, all right, just, I mean, look, I know I saved some Namekians. All of a sudden, Piccolo's like, whoa, that's our word. I'm not saying. But seriously, though.
Oh,
yeah, just slavery felt awkward for a bit there. I was like, they're enslaved, Goku. They're not working. They're not. Goku's like, but they're getting food. They must love this job. No, Goku, no.
No, they're not being fed. Gohan, Trunks,
they
and
are,
Krillin actually
not,
bring,
not
bring
not
them
very
food
well.
After.
They're being fed.
Yeah.
But not very well, which is funny. Where it's like, Goku's like, but they're getting some food. Goku, no. Stop it.
Just stop. Just Gohan
yeah.
goes up to him, Dad, just stop.
Yeah. Just Goku feels sad. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go eat. Which is really funny. I love how they didn't try to, like, put anything in his food or anything like that. I love how
yeah.
they're just like, yeah, just feed him, whatever.
Yeah, well, that was, you know, Paragus's whole plan. It's like, oh, well, I'll just let the comet blow them up, you know. I'm sure that'll
yeah, I know.
Work. So
I wonder,
don't have to try and poison them or have Broly
yeah.
kill them right off the bat.
No, what's funny is that I wonder what he thought was going to happen. Because he said, oh, yeah,
yeah.
I'm traveling with Broly. But then his ship only carried one. Right?
Yeah.
And then also the fact that it's like, what did he actually expect to happen? Like,
I feel like he wanted to leave Broly there and be like, well, now I don't have to look after you anymore.
Pretty much. Which is funny,
like
because
whole,
honestly,
you know,
that planet would not have killed him.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it would have even killed, you know, Goku and Vegeta, for God's sake.
No, I think the lack of air would have killed them.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Other, no, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing. That's what'll kill. It's funny. That's what'll kill any of them. You know, other than
Although
Bardock,
it's funny.
For some reason.
It's funny about that, because Goku uses instant transmission, and you see him basically going through hyperspace, I guess you could call it. It's like, did you see the Enterprise on your way over? And he instant transmissions
Actually,
to a planet
saw
in the South
man
Galaxy.
Who was going through hyperspace.
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah,
Shatner,
just like,
this Japanese man who asked us if we had a food. Like, just imagine that. He just accidentally gets beamed up to the starship.
Yeah.
Just you know. Just,
and,
but anyway, but seriously, though.
You know,
all jokes are, well,
Goku was fine with that. I mean, I don't know if that technically designates breathing in space, but.
That's just filler. That's your filler talking. Because when he, you know, instant transmission, there's no super speed to it. It's just...
No, I know.
No, that's the thing. Like, people don't, like... It's been so long for some people that they're just like, yeah, it's moving really fast. And it's like, no, listener. If you think Goku is moving really fast, that's the exact opposite of what he's doing. That's what they thought he was doing. They were like, oh, how did you get to, like, I think it was on Earth. They were like, oh, he got the Master Roshi so fast. And it was like, no, actually, he's literally there, not there, elsewhere. He just appeared there, like, out of nowhere, basically.
Yeah.
Which is some crazy sci-fi shit, by the way. But, like, that's basically what it is. It's just funny, because, like, you know, some people might think that, where, that's why I said, you know, your filler a bit, where, sometimes can be really good. Like, sometimes the movies are really good.
It weird why they did that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just to fill up time. I mean, you know, you're going to see some movies that's going to, you know, like we mentioned in the history of Trunks, or rather I mentioned, because you were not on this, you were not in this time period.
Hey, I was fighting androids.
You want to know where Tristan was, listen to our last few episodes. Also because, well, you know, DBZ, right? But anyway, so History of Trunks, you know, they had a scene where, you know, Trunks literally powered down because he was hit that, you know, that roughly. And then all of it, you know, he was running through
actually did that with Vegeta in this one, too.
Well, yes, exactly. You know, it'll happen a few times.
Same thing. Yeah.
It's really... Yeah,
there was one where it was after he shot Broly with, you know, I guess it was Big Bang Attack, but he just blasted him.
Right.
Like, before he got fully enraged and he was walking towards Goku. And, you know, he's like, back off, Kakarot, he's mine, and he blasts him. And then...
Yeah, and what's crazy is that it even happens in, like, later Broly movies. But, like, in that movie, you could argue that, you know, maybe, like, Goten or so repowered or something. But, like, you know, like, just power back up. But it's like, how do you get the energy to just power back up, like, out of nowhere?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, we're beaten. That's what happened there.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I want to blame it on the time. Because, you know, the time frame, the time period, you know, the 90s, whatever. Because I would argue that, I'm assuming at least, like in one of the newer films, like, you know, like in Battle of Gods, which I've yet to see soon. I assume that in a movie like that, you will not be having issues like that. You know, because they just have so much, you know, like, to help them, you know, technology, computers, whatever, to really help them see what they're doing. Rather back then, where it's mostly, you know, I mean... They didn't really have this, you know, what we have now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
also,
I really,
speaking,
you know. No, go ahead.
What was that?
No, I was going to say, I mean, I didn't even notice it as a kid. I've only just noticed it, like, very recently, like, rewatching them and actually looking closely. And, I mean, to be honest, they changed from, you know, normal to Super Saiyan so many times, I just... really don't care much. It's like, oh, he's powered up. Basically. Oh, he's powered down. Oh, he's powered up. Okay, whatever.
Basically, yeah. I mean, I will admit there are a few things that are really cool where, you know, of course, when people power up together, I think that's an amazing thing, you know, where they kept that from the last movie. You know, they kept it from the last movie, where in this movie you see both, you see all three, Gohan, Goku, and Trunks powering up, which is a really cool thing.
That was great.
Yeah, I mean, that was really freaking cool. But anyway, we brought up Bardock before. Bardock. And speaking of Bardock, I would like to scream out something. Baby penis. We talked about this during the Bardock special, and it came back to say hello, basically. You know, we see, you know, a little tiny, you know, baby Goku and a little tiny baby Broly, and we see Japan's just utter lack of care for, you know, child nudity.
Yeah.
Which is just, again, we mentioned before, really funny.
I mean,
when
not,
you just think about
it's not offensive for them, it's just a newborn baby.
Of course, which is really funny because that's all it is. You know, like, as a society, that's all we should really be thinking. Like, oh, that's all that it is. But then people sexualize things and just say, oh, no, but, you know, like, you know, and just use all these crazy things to just, you know, basically make it seem as if, you know, it's like, oh, well, if we air it on TV, we have to put a black shadow on it. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
You know, it's either, and it's also, I'll be honest, I'm pretty sure it's used for comedic effect as well. You know, because it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, because we've never really seen an actual man's genitalia in the show. We've only seen babies.
Right.
Which is why it's kind of, I feel like it's meant to be like more of a gag kind of thing. You know? So it's
yeah,
not really
probably.
Looked at as like, you know, in a sexual kind of way that I feel like America would, where, you know, if you have like a picture of that from your DVD, like people can go nuts on you. And it's
yeah.
like, you know, and then your defense, like, sir, it's uncensored. He has uncensored child. Whoa. You know, no, man.
Yeah.
Just understand. It's a movie licensed by Funimation. He's saying that it's fun for kids. Whoa. You know? And it sounds crazy,
mm-hmm.
but, like, you know, it's true. Like, people go nuts when it comes to that kind of thing in, like, a very, like, angry kind of way here.
And that's when
and
you walk
really...
away.
What? And that's when you walk away. Like,
yeah.
walk away as they're putting you in handcuffs. As they're putting you in handcuffs. On charges. It's like, I'm sorry. You know, like, but seriously. So, like I said before, this might be my favorite movie. This movie has some of my favorite fight scenes. And honestly, I mean, you can see why this movie is a fan favorite. Because there are a lot
yeah.
of people who enjoy this movie.
Yep.
I mean, a large amount of people.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, when I was a kid, like, I really got into it. But now that I've, like, watched it again, like, as I'm older, I mean, don't get me wrong. I still think it's a cool movie. But I'm not as much of a fan of the fights as I thought I was.
I understand. Fair enough.
It's basically
you know,
a one-sided fight. I mean, not to say that, you know, the Z-Fighters shouldn't get beaten down, you know, a few times just to keep that suspense and keep the effect of, you know, there are stronger people. But, I mean, I feel like they should have gotten in some hits.
Yeah,
like,
they
even
were
if it really, even if Broly just kind of, you know, licked it off a bit. Or,
I mean,
you know,
yeah, honestly, I would say, yeah, I mean, I do think they should have gotten some hits in, but I mean, it's just one of those things where it really wants to let you know that, listen, Broly is not a guy to be messed with, you know, and
yeah.
and it's funny how you can see that in other films, in the, you know, in the next two Broly films as well, where you just really notice that Broly in no way is a guy to be messed with. It's that simple.
Yeah.
You know, he cannot
I mean,
be killed.
You know, the oh shit moment should have come in when Vegeta basically fell to his knees and said, you know, we can't fight him, we're all going to die, and became a
right.
little bitch for half the movie. But I understand, you know, it was for the effect, and it probably wouldn't have had as much effect if, you know, Vegeta hadn't done that. But honestly, at the same time, I feel like it still did have the same effect, because when Goku ran up to him and did a Kamehameha, it basically point-blank range, which blew Cell in half. I mean, not, you know, Goku was stronger then, but still. Kamehameha wave, point-blank range, and it did absolutely nothing. That was when
yeah.
I shat my pants.
Yeah,
Broly's just that good.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel as if it was, like, wasn't it nice for once to see it that they really just could not beat, you know, like, at least head-on? You know, it had to take, like, them putting their energy into Goku and really believing and trusting in him. Because they just could not. Like, Goku couldn't even beat. Like, it was just, I don't know, I felt as if it was kind of a feeling of, well, they won, but dear God, it was really, really, really close.
Yeah. No, like I said, I did like the effect of, you know, this is an unbeatable opponent. But, I don't know. And, I mean, I did like the scenes. Like, there was another one where Broly basically throws Goku into the ground and he starts basically jumping on him like a fucking trampoline.
Yeah.
And just
that's,
seeing the crack going
that.
Through the ground
a fun
and
little,
hearing
a fun
Goku
little
scream.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was all in good fun.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
It really was. It really was.
Although, I have to say, probably one of the most terrifying, probably the most terrifying line in that movie for me was they just started fighting him, and Broly basically slams Trunks into a, you know, cliff face. And then he looks back at Goku and Gohan, and he says, Kakarot, how much do you love your son? And
thank
Goku
you.
Just goes, fuck, Gohan, get out of the way.
Yeah, no, that's something that I really, that's a line that I also had in my notes as well, because
yeah.
that, like, you know, it's one of those things where it's just, you know, when Broly says something, No, it's just when Broly says something, you take notice. You know,
yeah.
you don't just like go like, well, whatever. Like, it's great where it's like, yeah, like, do you love your son? Where like, he's going to kill your son without even thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, like that, like things like that are just nuts. You know,
he's
and also
kill
his
your
transformation
son first, so you can watch.
Yeah. Yeah, and also his transformation, by the way. You know, his first transformation was just fuck. I mean, how do you
yeah.
blow yourself up from the inside out? How do you do that?
Yeah. Like,
I mean,
that was actually a thing that made the ending make more sense to me. Because I've actually seen people talk about this. Like, Broly basically
right.
had so much energy within his body that he would basically have to get rid of some of it so he didn't, you know,
right.
basically overload. Which,
mm.
looking at it now, actually kind of makes a bit of sense. And if you think back to the legend of the Super Saiyan, I believe it was in the Frieza saga, how, you know, his power was just so immense that he basically lost his mind and ended up destroying himself along with everything around him. I
right.
feel like if Broly had gotten away and won that fight, it basically would have ended the same way. He would have blew himself up, you know, uncontrollably after, you know, slaughtering a few other, you know, millions of races, but still.
Yeah, just millions. You know, but I find
probably
that very
would have burnt himself out.
Yeah, I find that very interesting, you know, to think about. Also, I would like to mention, you know, there's a lot of comedy relief segments usually in these movies just to kind of like, you know, make people, you know, be less tense. And it's very interesting how in this movie, Roshi was that comedy relief, you know, person. But it's
yeah.
funny because I love Japanese comedy. I really think it's funny.
Yeah.
But I just think it was very ill-timed. A bit like
yeah,
in Metal, you know, in Metacooler.
Weird
you know,
way they threw it in.
Yeah, but I will admit, though, it was funny is you think that scene where Roshi's trying to be, you know, big and tough and destroy, you know, Broly, you feel like that's
yeah.
ill-timed. And then all of a sudden, Broly destroys the planet, you know, that those little green people came from, and you think, maybe this is why they did that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Without that,
probably.
There's a chance that they would have, you know what I mean? Like they had to give kids something before they destroy their hearts
yeah.
completely.
That's true. I mean,
yeah.
it was funny. I love the fact... What I loved about that joke was the fact that they tried to make it serious at first. Like, Roshi wasn't automatically the joke character.
Yeah,
like,
he for some reason thought, could he do it?
He just powers up, and he's like, I figured you could use my help, and he just powers up to max power, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is Roshi going to do this?
Pretty much, yeah. And then, of course, we end up having Piccolo to the rescue, right, to save Gohan,
yep.
which is always favorite part, I think, of any movie. You know? I mean, I love it. And I love
just
that he always has new and fun reasons for appearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, and then after that, it just, you know, it's strange, because when I was a kid, right, I sided with Piccolo, you know, when he was yelling at Vegeta. But when I grew up now, right, I just think, listen, you know, Pick, can I call you Pick? Listen, Pick. Vegeta knows what he's talking about, okay? Okay. Like, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, I still, I'm still on Piccolo's side. I mean, I know
the
fact,
that,
you
no,
know.
No, here's the thing. I'm not saying Vegeta shouldn't fight, fair enough. But for Vegeta to be like, listen, can I have some time, you know, for me? Right? That's how it is, which is like, listen, you know, like, because he's, like, he knows what he's talking about. Like, at first,
I'm
like,
going to die. Just give me
no matter what. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I feel like now, like, he knows what he's talking about. You know, he's gone through a
yeah.
lot of shit.
Yeah,
and
like,
he knows
like again, I know they put that in for effect, and it was a very good effect. Like, it did make you think, you know, holy crap, you know, Vegeta, the, you know, always half-cocked fucking pistol, is now saying, nope, can't do this. It's
exactly.
basically like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's how I feel, where it's just like, yep. But, like, it kind of makes you think, like, all right, so we're all going to die.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny, because for a while, it's like, yeah, it's been really hard for movies to actually make you think, like, these characters have a chance of dying. This was one of those
yeah.
movies that was actually really, really, really good at that, I would say.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, but it's okay, because Vegeta overcomes his fears, well, his legitimate fears, and just basically goes, fuck it, yeah! And then what happens? Vegeta gets murdered. So, I mean, honestly, hey, who was right, Vegeta or Piccolo?
Yeah.
Vegeta gets, and then all of a sudden, you know, Broly gets a chance to kill his dad. And it's really funny, because I feel like kids in the audience.
Oh, that
No, because here's the thing. Like, I know, like, it's a Japanese kids movie, so obviously they're not really thinking of the kids too much, which is kind of funny. But the kids are just there in the audience, and what do they think? Like, yay, Broly gets to kill the bad guy who's his dad.
Dad.
Hooray?
Yeah.
Like, how do they feel? Like, yay, he gets to... Oh. And then especially how it happens, where it's like he's crushing him, and he's like, is this a way to die? And it's like,
crushed
like
by your own
there,
son who once saved your life.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're like, I don't think I want to see this movie anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it
yeah.
was just like, that was so fitting for Paragus. It really was.
Oh, it was. Like, it was such a great death.
I
mean, especially when he literally says, I die by the son who also saved me.
Yeah. I mean, I know why Paragus, you know, did all this. Like, he did it for revenge against, you know, King Vegeta, who basically murdered him in cold blood. And, yeah, I get that. You know, you want to get back at that guy. It's like, well, the planet did explode, and he died along with it. But it's like, oh, no, I'm going to get revenge against this son now. Basically had nothing to do with the incident. And
right.
I'm going to use a comet that's coming to a planet for a whole elaborate ruse. And
yeah.
then I'm going to fly off to Earth and take it for my own.
Like, yeah. What's really funny is how he just thought, how he even thought in any way he would have been able to just take the Earth. Like, why do you think that? Like, how, like, even if, like, oh, yeah, Broly was going to be able to, like, what, you just assume that you can just walk onto Earth, just chill, just, so, I am your ruler now. Like, I wonder.
That
would have
been an interesting fight.
Yeah, like, I'm really, which is kind of, actually, what's really interesting is that we actually now only realize that they left so many people behind by accident because they couldn't have that many people in the film.
Right, exactly.
That we still would have had, what is it, we would have had Tien, Yamcha.
Tien, Yamcha.
If everything had gone according to plan, right, let's pretend according
I'd
to plan, like, we would have had Piccolo.
I'd say Krillin and Roshi probably would have still made it out, you know, in a spaceship, too.
Maybe.
Well, let's not say that, because then everyone could have gone on the spaceship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell, what's even I think the funniest thing in the world, and I think it would have actually been a great practical joke, like I think of this as a complete practical joke on Paragus, you know, is where King Kai just says, you know, just sneaks everyone through, like how they did, you know, or in the Buu saga. So basically everyone that just died by Paragus, the second Paragus lands on the planet, they're all just there with halos.
Yeah.
Just Paragus. Oh, hey, I thought you all were dead. What's with the halos, guys? You know?
It's funny because they just beat
the hell out of him.
Yeah, if everything had gone according to plan and, you know, Paragus gets rid of Broly, he gets rid of Vegeta and Goku and everybody else and the planet blows up and he comes to Earth, I mean, I know he's a Saiyan, so technically, you know, Tien and Yamcha probably would have gotten their asses kicked, but at the same time, I get the feeling Paragus really didn't train all that much, if you know what I mean.
Not just that.
I don't know why.
I don't think he trained, and I also feel as if, with Paragus, I also feel as if, remember, you know, Saiyans back in the day, like, they were an issue for Yamcha and Tien. But Saiyans now, you know what I mean? Like, now that they've gone through a lot. I mean, there was a point when Tien was subduing Cell. And not, obviously, like, for long periods of time. You know, not like to
True,
kill him.
But he was holding
him
back.
He was actually keeping him down.
Yeah. So I think
Which
that would have been an interesting fight.
It,
like, you know, Tien
really
and Yamcha team up to take out Paragus.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been very interesting, hopefully, if a DBZ game has not made that yet. they can listen to us. Hell, we still have to send out the email about getting Nappa to have when he becomes Super Saiyan, to have a golden afro. We still need to send out that email. So we should probably just send out another email with the same thing. Be like, also, make a story where Paragus comes to Earth and has to fight Yamcha and Tien. Thank you. Sadly, we're rounding down. We're getting to the end of our little episode. But hey, I mean, you know, what's funny is in the end, the planet still did explode. But Broly didn't die. Dun, dun, dun. Tune in next week when we talk about the second Broly movie. Broly 2.
Okay.
He's not dead. What's very interesting, I think, is the fact that they just, like, I wonder what they expect us to believe. Like, that Broly was traveling through space for a while, or that he just crashed there and then slept there for years. I mean, years.
Yeah.
Like, he was asleep for a while.
I think they make mention to why in the second one. I'm not sure.
Well,
my memory is a little bit fuzzy, but...
Well, hey, you're going to watch it for next week. But, I mean, no, they do make mention. It's very interesting how it's just like they show a flashback. Because they always have to. They always make sure that, you know, there's flashbacks just in case people, like, forget things. But still, very interesting
how
it's just, you know... He basically found another spacecraft, basically, I believe.
Yeah,
because
I know. Like, I think it was like the spaceship was patching him up or something.
Something
and he was
like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Right. But the point is that he wasn't dead. And there was another movie made. It wasn't because of the money. No, the story naturally progressed to him not being dead. There was nothing involving ticket sales or merchandise sales or DVD sales. No, none of that. It was a simple fact that, you know, Broly he clearly didn't die.
Yeah.
It was only the planet exploding, Goku punching him with a full fist of energy that blew him just, you know, but again, he didn't die.
See, it's funny. Like, I feel like if Goku had punched him and, you know, let loose a blast, and if Broly just kind of, like, wiped it out,
right?
Like, that would have made it a little more believable. Like, yes, you didn't actually see him, like, physically blow up or anything like that. But no, he punches him and he explodes like a balloon. I mean, yes,
well, that's the thing. You can tell,
you know, blind out and you see Goku falling, but it's like, come on, guys, he blew up. He kind of blew up, a lot.
That's the thing. That's why you can clearly see that they didn't want this to happen. You know, not they didn't want, but, like, you know, the writer for the movie, who has also been the same writer for all of the movies thus far, strangely enough, the writer being Takao Koyama, he did not want, you know, he did not think that there was a sequel going to be made out of this. He just thought, like every year, we make a DBZ movie, and that's that. And clearly, I mean, they gave a lot of budget to this, but probably because all they had to say to the people making this was, you know, it's like, why do you want a longer running time with more of a budget? The words Super Saiyan are in this movie, sir. Oh, well, I mean, sure. You know, like, just the second Super Saiyans are involved, it's just, you know, they just sit there and it's like, you know, like, how much money do you want?
Yeah. I mean, I honestly thought, like, an evil Super Saiyan was a cool idea. I mean, you know.
It really was. But I'm saying, like, that's definitely why they got most of their backing, I would feel.
Yeah.
You know, and why
it
kept on going for so long.
Yeah, the movies aren't, you know, a continuing story or canon or anything like that anyway. So they do have the liberty to do whatever the hell they want, but I don't know. Still, at the same time, it was just like, okay.
Well, no, I mean, we'll talk about this more next week and then the week after as we do, you know, the second movie next week and the third movie the week after. But I mean, I know. Honestly, I'll be honest with you. They don't get better as they go along, but I think upon rewatching, you'll see that they aren't the worst thing ever. You just don't like the basic premise, which I agree with.
No, yeah. Oh,
but
like,
I agree with, you know, the
premise.
I understand why it's bad. But hey, anyway, you know, before we sign out, definitely like us on our Facebook page, Those Guys on the Radio, if you're looking up at the URL or searching up Those Guys. We, you know, make posts almost every day about the shows that we're doing on, again, almost every day. We'll do DBZ shows. We'll do wrestling shows. This Sunday is WWE Battleground, where I'll be doing a show along with, you know, my usual co-host, Satish Ram. And if he is unable to make it, or even if he is able to make it, also, you know, a occasional co-host, not too often co-host, Ashley Colpan, who will be able to come on and talk to us about WWE Battleground. And, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a really cool event on the WWE Network. Get the network if you haven't already. I mean, it's a really good investment. And, yeah, also, of course, every week, Tristan, Walter, and I do DBZ podcasts. Just last week, we also did the first Bleach movie as well. I forget what it's called, but I heard it's really good. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, of course, Anthony Sinandris and I also do comic book podcasts weekly on either comic book news or, you know, some weekly comic books that come out. Because, yeah, comic books come out on a weekly basis. Go to your local comic book store, get some comic books. I think we covered about everything. And,
I
yeah.
So,
you like the movie? What would you give it?
Probably give it about a 6 or 7.
9.
Yeah.
Just for once, just 9. The only thing I think, you
I
know,
mean,
yeah, 9.
I mean, just the fact that I was cool with everything else in the movie, except for Paragus thinking the comet's going to kill everyone, and why Broly hates Goku. I mean, yes,
right.
Okay, I think I heard a theory about, you know, someone saying, well, if you heard the person crying next to you for, you know, hours on end, and if you, you know, grew up, you know, getting stabbed and floating through space, and you just close your eyes for a minute just to feel better about yourself, just to let everything go, all you hear is that baby crying again. Yeah, I guess you'd kind of hate the guy next to you, too.
Yeah, I feel like it's a bit more subconscious, though. I agree.
Yeah.
I feel like that, like, he didn't really see so much of the, like, the actual picture, you know, the baby crying. That was just for us. He just hears this crying that he can't get away from. And then he goes, wait,
yeah,
that's the source of it.
Murder! That's this guy over there.
Of course, everything else in his life didn't help, you know? So,
yeah.
I mean, but yeah. I admit, though, yeah, as a kid, I was like, that's why he hates him? Just blow
yeah.
things up.
Like,
I was, you know, I mean,
only now
young.
Does it start to really make sense.
Fair enough. Yeah, only now when you kind of get older. So anyway, yeah, so we'd like to thank you guys for listening to those guys. I'm here with a 9, 8.5. You're here with a 6 or a 7.
Yeah.
And, yeah, good movie, though, I would like to say. Let's, you know, wait till next week when the movie isn't so good. It's good, but it's not as good. It's still good. Still good. Just not as good. Thank you guys for listening to those guys.